joining us from Ivy Tech this afternoon, making his Glass in the Afternoon debut, Jacob Brunig. He is the Director of Enrollment Services, and he's pinch hitting for the Chancellor today. Jacob, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi there, Mike. I'm good. Good to be here.
Well, thanks for making time and filling in today. We appreciate that. What is your Ivy Tech story? How long have you been at the college on the West Side? And tell me how long you've been the Director of Enrollment Services.
Yeah, sure. So I've been with the college a little over 3 years now. I moved to Bloomington like so many folks to do school. I was doing a graduate program at IU. Liked the town so much, I decided to stay. Now I have a house and a baby and call Bloomington home.
Well, welcome aboard. Awesome.
Thank you. It's good to be in the city. I have been Director of Enrollment Services for about 2 years now, so I oversee a team who we work with all new students to help them get registered, get advised, and get everything they need to be started off on the right foot, because, you know, the easiest time to fail out of college, the easiest time to not do well is that first semester. So my team is here to make sure that first semester is a good one.
Excellent, yes, and the retention rate, if you get them started on the right foot, how important? Yeah, it's very important, whether it's career counseling, educational counseling, just helping them get through life. It's very important. And, well, what else is important? Next Monday is awfully important because the second 8 weeks begins.
That is correct. Our second 8-week fall session starts Monday. So folks are registered for classes, ready to go. Make sure they're here on campus. But if you've missed out, if you're not registered yet, that's okay. We have spring just around the corner on January 16th, and now is the perfect time to get in touch with us, to get an appointment and get set up for spring classes.
Yeah, and that's especially if it's a field area that you want to commit to, you want to make sure you can get in, you want to make sure those classes don't fill up. I know there's a lot of procrastinators out there, and I'm one of them, but get over there and make sure you can get filled in and ready to go. So you might not have your plan set for January 2024, but you can also help because you have plenty of folks over there to talk to.
Absolutely. It's fine if you don't know what you want to do. If all you know is that you want to change, we are here to help and here to help you decide what that change is going to be and how you can make things work better for you. We're here to help you whether you've been to school before, whether you've never been, whether you feel like you're allergic to school, whether you want to get in and out and get to a better job. You know, we've got everything from a 2-year degree to a 1-semester certification for you. So we can find a place for you here.
Options, options, options. That's the great thing. Even if you're in your job and you say, boy, I just need a couple classes so I can get a pay raise. Yeah, you can help out. You can help out with all that. And in this great, wonderful technological world we live in, well, you don't physically have to show up at campus. You provide other services, whether it's Zoom or phone calls. There's 100 ways.
Oh, that's absolutely right. They can call our main line at 812-330-6013. We can get you set up with an appointment over Zoom, no problem. We have virtual visits, things like that. We're happy to see you in person, of course, but if you're not ready to get here or maybe you live a little further away and you're not sure if you want to commit to a longer drive, we're here to meet you where you're at.
Yeah, and there's a couple great options as well if you do want to come on campus. They happen every Tuesday with Tuesdays at the Tech, and coming up in November, we'll also have First Fridays as well. Tell us what goes on those days.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Tuesdays at the Tech are a really great time. If you just go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays, that's how you can sign up. We do all kinds of things. We do tours, and then each Tuesday we do a specific dive into a specific program. So let's say you really want to know more about IT, or you really want to know more about welding. You can pick the right Tuesday for you, talk to faculty, see the labs where you'll be working, really get your hands in there before you commit to whether or not you want to be here. So it's a really great piece there. And then in November, like you mentioned, so many great things going on with presentations around next level jobs and things like that.
Yep. Fridays are busy. Tuesdays are busy. Well, Ivy Tech is open every day, Monday through Friday, and they can help you out with answering all of these great questions. Our guest this afternoon is Jacob. I got to get your name right. I can't look at it. I have to look at the pronunciation. Brunig.
Perfect.
All right. Is that German?
It is indeed.
All right. Well, I've got something right today. That's good. You are the Director of Enrollment Services. He's putting up with me today. His first time on the program, and we're learning all about the great things happening at Ivy Tech. And when we talk about, again, the enrollment services, that's more than just coming up and signing up. That is the retention. That is making sure everybody is happy. You guys provide a ton of services for your students. Once you get them in there and get them through the semesters, you've got great resources there on campus.
That's absolutely right. You know, we don't want to just put you in classes and send you on your way. We want to make sure that you know what you're in, why you're there, and to make sure you have what you need to be successful while you're here. So once you're a student, we have things like, you know, a pantry for folks who might be food insecure. We have free mental health counseling for all students. A biggie, free unlimited tutoring for all students.
Wow.
So even if you don't know anything, we got you. We will teach you. We'll teach you on the side. We have a whole team of people who are just here to get you across that finish line, get you where you want to go.
And that's important. Again, sometimes you feel like, geez, I'm not getting it or whatever else. Free tutoring, folks. Take advantage of it. Now, tell me about the next level jobs. You have those information sessions at the end of each month. What is going to be – well, it's a very scary Halloween edition coming up on October 31st.
Absolutely. It's going to be a haunted one for sure. So, yes, it's October 31st at 6 p.m., and you can RSVP through our main website, Bloomington Next Level Jobs. But it's a big program to talk about Indiana's – so there's a secret. Indiana already has free community college for a lot of programs. The state has bankrolled this whole thing where if you are interested in a high-demand field, whether that's healthcare, whether that's information technology, whether that's logistics, business, there's lots of programs. The state will fully cover your tuition for those programs if you don't already have a degree. So these are great info sessions where you can come, find out specifically what's covered, what it's like, what you're into. And the best part about these programs is they're short. They're typically one or two semesters, and in one or two semesters you can have a fully covered program that you know is in a high-demand field in our area. And it's really, people, you know, get surprised by all the different things that are there because they think, okay, you know, nursing, of course, but therapeutic massage is in there. Or they might say, you know, oh, okay, IT, of course, but I'm bad at computers. Well, accounting, business is in there too. Phlebotomy, anything you can think of. We have all of these holes in our workforce, and it's our job to help you fill them. So if you're interested in, you know, either advancing in your career or trying something differently entirely, that's a really great way to do it, you know, completely free and with a lot of support.
And the support is the key. The students get the support, the barriers fall, they complete it, they get into that workforce, they get better wages, they get better jobs, and Ivy Tech is helping out with all of that. You're also helping local dentists this year, I see, with Phi Theta Kappa's Trunk or Treat. How old is your baby?
So mine's only 10 months old, so she will be there, but I don't think she can have any candy yet. She's only got two teeth so far.
But she'll be ready, and you will learn as a parent here in Bloomington over the next few years. There are 487,323 trick-or-treat opportunities, but this one's special. It's at Ivy Tech, and it comes up next Thursday. Tell me about Phi Theta Kappa's Trunk or Treat.
That's right. We're really excited for this. So Phi Theta Kappa is the biggest national honor society for community college students specifically, and they're great. They do service work, they raise money, and all the money they raise goes right back to students. So they do it. They fund scholarships, they fund travel opportunities for students. They're a fantastic organization, and this is a great way you can support them. So we ask a $5 suggested donation per child, and if you come, it'll be folks from Ivy Tech and several local businesses. We're having a big trunk retreat, dressing up all of our trunks. My office is going to have two because we can't just have one. We've got a fall festive one and a spooky one involving
it.
A Tesla with a trunk in the front. So we're really going hard. We'd love to see everybody here. And even if, you know, if we get a really bad day like today, we'll do something indoors as well. So don't let the rain keep you away. But it's 5 to 6:30 right here at the college on Thursday, October 26th. We're going to have staff, faculty, all kinds of folks dressed up, and nothing too spooky. It'll be, you know, even if you got some really little ones that spook easily, we won't terrify them.
Now, this is for anybody in the community or just your students? How does this work?
Oh, great question. Great question. So this is anyone in the community. If you have children, bring them on over. We love to see them. You don't have to be in any way part of Ivy Tech. If you just want to have a nice night of trunk or treating, we'd love to see you. And it's a great way for the community to support this excellent honor society.
More candy, kids. More candy. Life is good. Life is good with some candy. Okay, your forecast for next Thursday, 66 and cloudy.
Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We should be outdoors.
Yeah, you should be. Maybe a 25% chance. That's not enough to worry. And it's a week away. So we'll keep an eye on that. But Shreve Hall, we did a big event there over the weekend. Last weekend, I was there with the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, raising money for all the great programs they help here. Shreve Hall, absolutely beautiful. And there's plenty of room to have some fun in there if that happens to be the case. And how about parking? You can park about a million cars out there, so don't worry about thinking you're going to have to walk a mile. No, there is plenty of room for everybody. And speaking of everybody, not everybody has to take classes that are required on your permanent record or for your job. Heck, you can just have fun at the Center for Lifelong Learning. Tell me about what's going on in October.
Yeah. So our Center for Lifelong Learning is excellent. We have a lot of folks who do kind of come into Ivy Tech and they say, well, I want to take a painting class or I want to take a this class. And we do offer that. Sometimes they think it's on the credit side, but we have a whole separate part of the college just for this. So this coming fall, some big highlights is that we have an excellent drawing class with our instructor, Ben Pines. He's a fantastic instructor, great painter. He's actually got an art show up in town right now of his most recent paintings. And you can take an introductory light and drawing shading class with him this fall. Or if you'd like to get up and move around, we have a mindful movement class. It's technically a Qigong class, so it's relaxing, recharging, renewing, and that's with Pat McCafferty, who's
I know Pat.
Yeah.
She'll get on my case at some point about College Goal Sunday, so I'll have to start paying attention to FAFSAs and things like that here. Oh, good. Well, I didn't know she was doing that. That's fun. I'll have to put that in my arsenal for her the next time we talk.
And it's a great class, even if you're not particularly athletic. I will say my mother-in-law, who is of an age that we won't disclose but is retired, has been an active participant in this class and thinks it's an excellent way for her to keep moving and keep healthy. So whether you're, a complete yoga nut or more of a couch potato, the mindful movement class really can work for you.
Well, that is awesome. And simple as just picking up the phone and calling. I can register online just like for classes. I can do this at the Center of Lifelong Learning as well.
Yep, you can go online, you can call us on the phone, and it's actually much quicker because there's no sort of assessment or anything like that. You just pick the class you want, sign up. There's a small fee, and it tells you exactly when it meets, where it meets. Several of these classes are available in person or virtually, including that mindful movement class, so you can really be a full couch potato and not even leave your living room and still be a little bit more active this fall.
After your Halloween candy dissipates, disappears into ingested. You can give some blood. Food pantries and blood banks always need help. You have partnered up with the American Red Cross. You've been doing this for a couple of years now. When is our November offerings for folks who would like to donate blood? When is your next blood drive?
Yeah, absolutely. So the blood drives we're having here on campus are going to be Wednesday, November 8th from 10 to 3 and Friday, November 10th from 1 to 6. So again, that second week in November, we have a Wednesday and a Friday where you can come, give blood. You don't have to sign up ahead of time. You can just show up. We're happy to see you. We'll give you some cookies afterwards. And it's a great way to give blood and help the community. As a personal shout-out for Red Cross Blood Drives, I am someone whose life was saved by a blood transfusion.
Oh, wow.
So definitely, if you even are thinking about it, it makes a huge difference and can help save a life.
Well, you're living proof. That's a fantastic story. Just save some of that Halloween candy. Don't forget about the cookies. Just put a little Halloween candy off to the side there. Well, that's going to be a busy week. I don't want that to get lost in the shuffle because Tuesday, November 7th is election day. So that's in there as well. And I know MCCSC does not have school that day. So if people are busy, I don't want them to forget about that blood drive as well. All right, Jacob, I can find more information. I can get connected. Where is the best place to do all that?
Yeah, so our main page, ivytech.edu/Bloomington, or just call our main line at 812-330-6013, and one of our front desk folks will answer and get you where you need to go. They know how to sort just about anything. You can call in and be fully confused. Give them 5 minutes, they'll have you right as rain.
Yeah, your folks over there are absolutely helpful and great members and great partners in our community as well. You did great. This was awesome. Come back and say hi. If Chancellor Coyne's just going to ignore me. These things happen. Come back, and we'd love to talk to you again, Jacob. Great job.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be a glass veteran.
I like it. Half full. Remember, we're always, always half full.